heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic scenery.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator. Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
Hello and welcome, heroic viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world.
Our worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 13 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on-demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhua Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the United States sends food aid to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. In green news, Japanese companies invest in electric car batteries. In noble living news, a New Zealand couple is honored for their dedication to their community. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 24th, commemorates the passing of acclaimed geologist Sir Nicholas John Shackleton in 2006. Born in London, United Kingdom in 1937, Sir Nicholas's research has been significant in our current understanding of the role of carbon dioxide in climate change. He cautioned of the disastrous consequences of the release of greenhouse gas emissions into the atmosphere and urged humanity to take immediate measures to stem global warming. His many accolades include being knighted by Queen Elizabeth II for his geological work, being elected a Fellow of the Royal Society, an independent scientific academy in the United Kingdom, and receiving the Crawford Prize by the Royal Swedish Academy of Science. We are grateful for the contribution of Sir Nicholas John Shackleton and all the esteemed scientists who provide us with essential information. May we heed their wise words.
Fly-in news. Earthquakes shake regions around the world. On Thursday morning, the Southeast Asian Maluku Islands were struck by 5.2 and 5.7 magnitude tremors. Meanwhile, the Loyalty Islands of French territory New Caledonia were shaken by a 6.3 magnitude quake, centered 470 kilometers east of the capital, Noumea. A magnitude 5.5 quake also occurred in Indonesia's West Papua province, with a 6.0 tremor that evening in neighboring Papua New Guinea.
And on Friday, Indonesia's Kepulauan Barat Daya region was hit by 6.2 magnitude tremor that was felt as far away as the city of Darwin in Australia. Across the world, in Latin America, a 5.1 magnitude tremor was widely felt on Thursday in northern Guatemala. Fortunately, there were no reports of casualties, damage, or tsunamis in any of these cases. We thank heaven for the safety of the inhabitants of the quake-shaken areas. May unstable conditions such as these be alleviated through our increased care of each other and our planet.
Australia working to control bushfires. In the state of Victoria, 560 fires have kept crews working non-stop since Monday morning. Some blazes have spread within 50 meters of homes, while others threaten farmlands. Several states have also received severe weather warnings of potentially damaging winds, hail, and flash floods, with strong winds causing road and rail closures as well as power outages in Victoria and Tasmania, as trees and power lines were downed across main roads.
We pray for the protection of all afflicted areas and that residents may soon return to the productive day-to-day lives. Let us meanwhile do our best to be good stewards of Earth so that frightening events such as these may soon be a thing of the past. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world.
Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Supreme Master Ching Hai donates to Charity Hospital in the Philippines. Nearly two decades ago, in 1991, Dr. Rene G. Santos, chairman of the Asian Pacific Youth Freedom League, presented a plaque of recognition to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her outstanding leadership in peace and her utmost concern and welfare for the Aloxis, or Vietnamese, refugees.
In 1995, in response to sincere requests by Supreme Master Ching Hai, the Philippine government had opened its doors to give asylum to 5,000 refugees. At the time, Dr. Rene Santos and family readily offered to escort Supreme Master Ching Hai to different television and radio stations so that she could raise better awareness about the Aloxis refugees' plight through a nationwide broadcasting network.
Knowing of Dr. and Mrs. Santos' own altruistic endeavors, such as creating a charity medical clinic, Supreme Master Ching Hai had contributed $10,000 to Dr. Santos' humanitarian works. She most recently made another quiet donation of $50,000 to help bring this project to fruition.
The total $60,000 gift could purchase an equivalent of $836,000 in needed supplies or equipment if bought in the United States, based on the cost of living in the Philippines. Mrs. Santos expressed her gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai, saying,
"Thank you for good news and blessing from Supreme Master Ching Hai. We will see that with Master's help, Dr. Rene Santos' wish will come true. Please give our regards and love to Supreme Master Ching Hai. Thank you."
We also join in thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai, who supports various beneficial causes around the world. We send our appreciation for the many years of selfless service of Dr. and Mrs. Rene Santos to better the lives of the Philippine people. May deeds of kindness and benevolence multiply, bringing peace on our planet.
U.S. President mandates closure of Guantanamo Bay. In his first days in office, President Barack Obama ordered that the United States Military Detainment Center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, must be closed within 1 year. He also closed secret overseas jails and barred the future operation of similar holding centers. In addition, the president also asserted that the treatment of detainees will uphold standards of international law. A respectful salute, Your Excellency, for this humane and fair decision. Blessed be our world in unifying through such a diplomatic approach of shared communication and respect.
Iranian journalist receives Helman Hammett Grant. Iranian reporter and human rights activist Mohammed Sadegh Ghabudvan has been given the Helman Hammett Grant by Human Rights Watch. The award has been presented to more than 600 writers since 1990 for their courage in expressing views in the spirit of freedom of speech. Mr. Ghabudvan is the founder of a group of Iranian Kurdish reporters, as well as an author of 3 books on social values and democracy. Human Rights Watch has called on the Iranian government to provide the imprisoned journalist with immediate medical care. We express our accolades, Mohammed Sadegh Ghabudvan, for your accomplished work. We pray for the speedy restoration of your health and that kindness and freedom of speech will be inscribed in the new chapter of all government policies.
17 Chinese youths return to families. The teenage boys have been released after their detainment in bordering Myanmar, also known as Burma, for up to 6 months. Local police were instrumental in certain cases of helping secure the boys' release. Our heartfelt thanks to all who have helped ensure the safe freedom of these innocent youths. May they be joyfully reunited in the loving company of family and friends.
Save Our Planet, Global Warming Video Conference to be held in Mongolia. The event titled Global Warming, SOS International Conference on Urgent Problems of Climate Change will be held on Tuesday, January 27th at the Central Palace of Culture in Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. The conference, organized by our association members in Mongolia, will feature lectures by some of the country's most distinguished scientists.
Supreme Master Qinghai has been invited as the special guest of honor. She graciously accepted the invitation and will be offering her insights on issues of the cause and ways to address climate change, including in the case of Mongolia. There will also be a book release ceremony for the new Mongolian and Russian versions of The Birds in My Life, the number one international best-selling book written by Supreme Master Qinghai. The event will conclude with a Save the Mother Earth concert showcasing live music performances by talented Mongolian artists.
The Global Warming International Conference, including the music concert, will be covered live on Mongolian National Television on channel TV9, channel 25, and on radio at FM 105.5 to the Ulaanbaatar city area. Supreme Master Television's live broadcast of Global Warming, SOS International Conference on Urgent Problems of Climate Change will begin at 3 p.m. Mongolian time or 8 a.m. Central European time on Tuesday, January 27th. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for agreeing to share most valuable insights and messages with us at this time. May this meeting be a fruitful one that inspires effective vital actions to save our planet.
Save Our Planet. Shelby Supercars to produce the world's fastest electric car. After recently releasing the world's fastest production car, U.S.-based Shelby Supercars, or SSC, announced that the company is going to launch an electric version later this year called the Ultimate Aero EV. This one-of-a-kind vehicle is designed with a unique nanotechnology rechargeable lithium-ion battery pack that can be fully charged in 10 minutes through a standard 110-volt outlet and is expected to reach top speeds of over 230 miles per hour. Thereafter, the car can run for 200 miles before needing another charge. SSC describes the Ultimate Aero EV as a pollution-free engineering marvel with an exotic supercar exterior. Such new green concepts and inventions never cease to amaze. With innovations such as the Ultimate Aero EV, we can move forward into brighter tomorrows with style and sustainability.
Save Our Planet. Abu Dhabi embraces a green future. At the second annual World Future Energy Summit this week, as part of its Green MASDAR initiative, Abu Dhabi, and the United Arab Emirates hosted over 10,000 participants from around the world for discussions of sustainable energy solutions and developments in addressing climate change. This year's conference also presented the first annual Zayed Future Energy Prize to Bangladeshi Dipal Chandra Barua for his work in bringing solar energy to rural communities, as well as developing other green technologies. Mr. Barua was awarded a $1.5 million prize by His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, after being selected by Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, who acts as the chairman of the jury for the Zayed Future Energy Prize. We are most delighted to hear of Abu Dhabi's continued commitment to the environment and send our congratulations to Mr. Barua for his deserved recognition. Allah bless your summit with an outcome of inspired action from all participants for the harmonious balance of our ecosphere.
Save our planet. Whales stranded on Tasmania, Australia. Of an original 45 sperm whales found mysteriously beached on the southern coast of Tasmania, 43 were not able to survive. Rescuers are trying to keep alive the two survivors by watering their drying skin while awaiting the next high tide to help lead them back out to sea. The cause of the stranding is unknown. Commenting on the beached whale's predicament, Tasmanian Parks and Wildlife Service spokeswoman Liz Wren said, "It's much harder on them when they strand because the great weight of their bodies puts more pressure on their internal organs. We are deeply saddened at the loss of these beautiful migratory co-inhabitants. Our prayers for the survival and successful journeys of the others in reaching their intended destinations. May their original glory be renewed and upheld through humanity's higher regard for all life." Supreme Master Ching Hai had stated to our association members during an international seminar in August 2008 the following about the importance of a balanced ecosystem for marine beings.
"So many whales and dolphins, they wash up ashore and die. There's so many dead zones in the ocean. It's suffocating them, and so they have to swim out of the water where the poisonous gas that has been released. They cannot bear it, and they cannot breathe, so they have to get out of it. For them, life is in the water, but if water is full of poison, of course they come out, eh? But when they come out, they die too, because they have no water. They stay in the ocean, they die, they come out, they die. There's no choice for them. This is the worst of all cruelty, that the people don't take care of the environment and let all beings keep dying like this. Just to be a vegetarian, how difficult can it be? Even the dolphins have to swim out of the ocean because they think like that they can survive. Even risking their lives, so why not we can just change to a vegetarian diet?"
Save our planet. the UK-based international supermarket chain Tesco opens a new store in Manchester with a carbon footprint that is 70% less than a store of the same size that opened 2 years ago.
Save our planet. A study by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency finds that sea levels on the United States East Coast from New York to North Carolina are rising faster than the global average.
Good friend, Pumage.
Hello there. We are two of the stars in Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling book, The Dogs in My Life.
We're both vegan.
No animal products for us.
We have some tips on winter driving.
Please make sure that you have enough antifreeze in your car.
Also, please check that your automobile battery is in top condition for the cold weather.
Thank you for your attention.
And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around our incredible globe.
In world news, the United States donates food aid to Democratic People's Republic of Korea. To assist the approximately 23 million people experiencing food shortages in North Korea, over 21,000 metric tons of food were sent to the nation. The U.S. State Department indicated their continuing support for food aid program and their commitment to the well-being of North Korean citizens. Our sincere appreciation and God bless the United States for helping the people of North Korea in times of need. May we live in harmony with the earth in bountiful resources.
In green news, Japanese companies plan to invest over $1 billion in electric car batteries. Japan's third largest automaker, Nissan Motor Company, NEC or Nippon Electric Company Corporation, and NEC Token Corporation have a joint endeavor to make lithium-ion batteries. Called Automotive Energy Supply Corporation, they will manufacture enough for approximately 200,000 hybrid and electric cars per year starting in 2011 at the earliest. The venture is also considering establishing factories in Europe and the United States. It seeks to be a supplier for other vehicle makers as well. What encouraging news, Automotive Energy Supply Corporation. Wishing you much success on the road ahead with your eco-friendly project. Up next on Noteworthy News, a New Zealand couple is awarded medals for serving their community. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more healthy news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, refreshing news for a happier world. In Noble Living News, a couple is awarded medals in New Zealand. Dr. Kantilal Patel was the recipient of the Queen's Service Medal for his dedication to providing affordable and accessible medical care for all. Dr. Patel's original one-person practice has now grown to 12 clinics with 42 doctors. It is the largest provider for Māori and Pacific Islanders in the nation. Mrs. Ranjana Patel was awarded the Queen Service Medal for her commitment to the Indian community in Auckland. Mrs. Patel expressed her appreciation of all the individuals she and her husband have had the privilege to be associated with. She said, "We're very humbled and proud to receive this award, this acknowledgement on behalf of all those people. Our congratulations, Dr. Cantilal and Mrs. Patel, on your well-deserved honors. May you be graced with many healthy and happy years to continue serving the lovely people of Auckland."
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled First Date.
A man was dating his girlfriend for the first time, and he was on and on about his extra role in a film. He just started his acting business, and he keeps saying that people love my acting talent and they probably going to nominate me for Oscar and I'm going to be a great success. I'm sure the director loves me, the producer loves me, and everybody loves me, and I'm going to be a great star. The girl was listening and kind of feeling bored. So I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I was just talking about myself all the time and I have forgotten to ask about you. So what do you think about my extra role in so-and-so film?"
And now for our viewers' hotline.
"I must say thanks to your TV station. I love your programs very much. Many thanks indeed. Best regards, Sarah, Singapore."
Sweet Sarah, it's wonderful to know that you are enjoying watching our programs. Please share with your fellow Singaporeans the urgent message about global warming and the need to be vegan to save our ecosphere. We have many programs providing the latest information, and all can be downloaded free of charge in Heaven's grace.
Do you have a hotline today? Thank you for being with us in this edition of Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. Please feel free to share constructive stories from your area of the globe with us. You may send them along with comments to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen.
May the divine be your constant guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Former First Lady and Senator Hillary Clinton has officially been appointed Secretary of State in the top diplomat role for the administration of U.S. President Barack Obama.
Internet giant Google has helped New York City, USA launch an online service at nycgo.com, offering a 3D virtual experience of the city to help plan a visit before arriving.
A new law in the province of Ontario, Canada prohibits adults from smoking in a vehicle with a minor present under the age of 16.
A children's health insurance bill has been approved in the U.S. House of Representatives, which, if approved by the President, will offer health care for more than 11 million low-income families in the nation.
To support the upcoming Sports Stakeholders Conference and the advancement of sports in the nation, EcoBank in Nigeria has donated nearly $50,000 to the National Sports Commission.
U.S.-based charity Smile Train, which offers free surgery to low-income patients with cleft lip and palate, is raising funds to treat all children in China over the next 5 years.
Sir John Holmes, the chief of the United Nations humanitarian efforts, calls on Israel to allow ease of entry into Gaza so that the area can be rebuilt and goods can be brought to civilians.
To ease the surgical process and speed recovery times, Dr. John Oyston, Chief of Anesthesiology at Scarborough Hospital in Ontario, Canada, starts a program to help patients stop smoking prior to surgery.
In the United States of America, surveys state that consumers unanimously object to products from cloned animals entering the market.
Iranian artist Fareh Lashayis is donating a portion of the proceeds from his solo exhibition in Adliya, Bahrain, to Palestinian children in Gaza. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.